prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, did you notice that I say hey just about every single show? I just realized that the other day. I was listening to some of my own shows. I'm like, at the beginning of every show, I go, hey, welcome back to Supreme Radio. I have to find the new way to intro the show. Anyway, welcome back to Supreme Radio. We have a great show planned. Today, during the first hour, we'll be joined by Coach Rob Regish as he co-hosts the Blueprint Pal Hour, where we answer your questions about training, nutrition, everything, drugs, the works. Nothing, no holds barred. Then during the second hour, we're going to be joined by two wonderful scientists, Dr. Wenpeng Yu and Dr. Masij Henneberg, who are going to be up at 12:30 a.m. midnight in Australia to do this interview. So I really want to thank them for that. To talk about a recent study that's really making a lot of news associating global obesity with meat consumption. So, you know, it was sugar, carbohydrates, fat, and of course, someone got around to blaming meat too for all your problems when it comes to obesity. So we'll get deeper into that in just a minute, but without further ado, let's play his theme music.
Calling all Blueprint Army, fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Tin Hut, drop your rhymes with and pick up your socks. It's Coach Rob Regish's Blueprint Army. How you doing, Rob?
Great, man. Thanks for having me back.
Thanks for having me back. You're on every week. What do you mean, thanks for having me back?
Well, you never know.
Yeah. Come on.
I am over the moon over two things. Number one, Monday, I had another fantastic workout. I achieved one of my long-range goals, which was 400 for 20 reps on the hip belt squat. So I went home a happy man. But secondly, and more importantly, I think, we're in the home stretch of the once-a-year Synthogen Summer Sizzler Sale, where you get 15% off twin packs, cases, and free shipping in the continental U.S. to boot. So, you know, 2 weeks ago, I made a bold claim. I said Synthogen will recover you faster than most anabolic steroids. Last week, and continuing into this, both myself and Mass have been peppered by testimonials and guys lauding Synthogen. And these were first-time users, by the way, who, as you can imagine, they came in pretty skeptical.
Right.
So this is your chance. If you've ever, you know, wonder what all the hype's about, you can go to Synthogen.com and use SHR15 to get your hands on Synthogen X2, which is the most potent lab run ever made.
Well, wait a minute. Let's let Elliot Turton tell them the story. Hold on. Watch this.
The category killer just got upgraded in a big way. New MassPro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. MassPro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
How was that?
So you know what? You just heard it. I did not mince words. I did not play games with words or phrases. I came out and said it. You take it before and after your workout, you will recover as fast or faster than most anabolic steroids.
So try it. You know what? Try it and see if you can call Coach Rob on the carpet. Do it.
You know, we got a money back guarantee. We don't have to use it very often, but I'm really proud that we stand behind our product.
There you go. Wonderful. Okay. So you're up a lot of weight right now, aren't you? You've been really trying to add the mass. You know, you're walking the walk. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, I'll tell you, I have not been overfeeding, let's call it, like I used to in the past.
Like you're not doing the big sloppy, I'm going to get fat bulking diet and use that as an excuse to get fat,
no,
right?
No. Instead, I'm using Dr. DePasquale's anabolic diet. And Sunday, after the carb load was over, I step on the scale and I see 240, whereas I'm usually running around, you know, 225. Now, I do not use the scale all that often. I know a lot of people are they're addicted to it. I used to be. I care only about a few things. One, am I getting stronger in the gym? If the answer is yes, then a lot of those things take care of themselves. But, yes, I was shocked to see that. And looking back over my notes, there's only one thing that I'm doing really different this time, and that is the whole pineapple juice Thrive thing.
Really?
Wherein I have at least one of those big drinks a day, but usually two. And I dug up some old research from a guy by the name of Mike Brown. And Mike Brown basically said, look, this came from Kitz Masawa or somebody in Hawaii, a famous bodybuilder,
right,
back in the 50s, you know, around Gironda's time. And he said, listen, you work up to two of these a day, and your biggest problem is going to be how big you want to get. They're delicious. They taste great. The key thing, though, is you need to use a very long-acting, sustained-release protein, something like Thrive, which you get all the essential amino acids up front, then you get the whey, then you get the
particular
casein,
right,
carrying you through 7 hours. I once gave this little tip to a kid I was training, and about a month went by, and he scratches his head. He says, you know, Rob, I'm not putting on any weight. I said, well, show me what you're putting in it. And sure enough, he was just using a whey. He was using a whey isolate.
Yeah,
whey is a fine protein, but facts are facts. The aminos.
Well, let's talk about something else. So when you put pineapple in your protein drink, and I recommend only using about a half a cup of diced pineapple if you're using whole pineapple. When you put pineapple in your protein drink, something interesting happens for those of you who pay attention. So you'll blend your drink, and if you let it sit in the glass for 10 or 15 minutes and start drinking it, it almost has the puffiness of like of meringue, like whipped egg whites. And you think to yourself, man, why is this drink so puffy? Because the pineapple starts digesting the protein blend in the glass. What you're drinking is technically pre-digested or on the way to being pre-digested protein. And
yeah.
I'll warn you of something else. I made the mistake a couple weeks ago because I was using frozen, organic frozen pineapple chunks so
right.
that the drink is cold. And I put two cups of it in there. And it tasted freaking great, and it got puffy and fluffy as all out. But coming out the other end, man, it was like jalapeno on fire. That
wow.
bromelain and that papain, it takes everything with it when it goes through you. So don't overuse the pineapple. Half a cup is all you need maximum.
Yeah. You know what? Give it another 15 minutes, and it will be so rancid you probably won't be able to.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it starts to break the protein down in the glass. It's magic. It's magic.
So just quick solution, put your protein in the Ziploc baggie and then add it to the pineapple juice afterwards. You're good to go.
There you go. So try it yourself and try it with Thrive. Okay. So the first question comes from Tommy Kozniski. He says, I listened with great interest last week about your approach to supplements, the overload recovery growth cycle, and how you feel products should be designed to amplify those things. I've used Progenidrex and I love it. I put on 10 pounds a bottle every time I use it, but you're talking about doing a product that will give me even more gains, 15 or 20 pounds or more. Care to elaborate on what you've discovered?
All right. The good news is I have found the perfect solution. They're called anabolic steroids.
Yeah. We're just putting them in the products now. That's good.
I mean, really, when you go looking for stuff like this, you just see how amazingly effective and frankly safe they are when used responsibly. You know, so it really came out, and it begs the question, what builds muscle as good as steroids or better? Well, one of those things is food, but I've already solved for that with Progenidrex. So in my mind, two questions remain. One, what other pathways can the body grow muscle? And two, is there evidence a given product or ingredient can deliver 15, 20 pounds or more? It is a vexing dilemma because creatine, for example, goes about as far as you can with cell volumizing. You know, another approach is the anti-catabolic approach, slowing muscle breakdown. That's another avenue. But to be honest, I always look at that as kind of a passive approach, meaning it doesn't add up to much over a 10 to 14 week time frame, which is what I wanted to do this in. If you look back further into the 1990s, Dan Duchesne rocked the athletic world by recommending clenbuterol. Now, bear in mind, it's not a steroid. It is not a steroid, but rather it's an asthma medication. And according to Dan, and many others have learned, he witnessed many folks who completely transformed their physique in 2 weeks. Now, that's a big claim, but to this day, you see Clen for sale in the underground and elsewhere, usually for contest prep. Now, as for SARMs, selective androgen receptor modulators, I do not consider them a viable alternative, at least not yet. It's not that I don't think they work to some extent, but there's just no way the FDA is going to let those products stand much longer. So take note, though, they are evidence, SARMs, that even another class of anabolics can be used to grow muscle. And if memory serves, PA brought us ursolic acid, which was a compound of apple peel. It increases skeletal muscle AKT, it induces hypertrophy, and it increases the grip strength in mice. So does that all sound familiar? If it does, it's because they found all of those things, every single one, in ectosterone. And brassinosteroids are likewise sounding very familiar. So finally, phosphatidic acid should also get people's attention. This is a compound in lecithin granules. And it's another non-hormonal anabolic. In studies shown to double the rate of muscle growth versus controls. It is cheap and effective. But you know what? It's still not enough. Because the public wants an honest-to-goodness anabolic that'll slap on a minimum of 15 to 20 pounds on you. The search then will continue. Because I just detailed 4 non-steroidal pathways that the body can grow new muscle. I am convinced then that there are more.
You know, it stands to reason that there are more. We haven't discovered everything that affects muscle growth at this point in time.
Right.
And I'll tell you something that is highly overlooked and highly under-leveraged, and that is the effects of the sun. I'm not talking about vitamin D. I'm talking about the melanocortin system itself.
Interesting.
We attribute all the benefits of sun exposure to the production of vitamin D. We are really missing the boat here when we ignore something that is more complex, more far-reaching, and more powerful, and that is the melanocortin system. Those bodybuilders back in Muscle Beach trained in the sun, laid on the beach in the sun. Nobody was using tanning sprays back then to get up on stage. They had real tans. And I guarantee you that the effects of being in the sun through the melanocortin system played a role in muscle growth. Okay, we're going to go ahead and go a little long in this segment. Eric Payne, he's got a short question, but it's really long. I have a quick question. I just thought about it last night. I've been using Synthogen for a while now and really do like it. I always add, I will also add, I'm 38 years old and have been on HRT for a little bit over 6 years now. This was shocking to me. My dose is very moderate, only 60 milligrams every 6 days, which keeps my levels close to 1,000 nanograms. I find that so hard to understand. Okay, I go see my doctor for blood tests and updates in a couple weeks, and I am curious, is there any reason to believe that Synthogen may affect my test levels? It must be, because it's not the 60 milligrams of testosterone you're taking. I will add that your product seems to add a fullness to my muscles, especially as I train, and I also, while I'm out in the gym to a lesser degree. It's a strange sensation, however, with the addition of the twin pack that I've received this past week. I've been taking 5 caps pre and 5 caps as I finish, just 3 on days off. I don't know, the just 3 on days off. to really give this, the new X2, a good run. It's rare that I supplement. It's rare that a supplement brings a noticeable fullness to my muscles, and it's a welcomed addition, but this is doing it. I gotta tell you, 60 milligrams a week of test cypionate or enanthate is about 45 milligrams of actual testosterone over the course of 6 days.
Yeah, I was kind of perplexed, too, because I can give a very short answer. Synthogen does not work through any hormonal pathway, nor does it affect one. I've gotten that kind of insinuation before, though, because when something works that well, people want to make the comparison.
Right.
They think you're slipping something in there. So the simple answer is no, it's not affecting your hormones. More importantly, here's why. You know, back when I began formulating it, I took a good hard look at the pro-hormones on the market, and if nothing else, they provided a benchmark for what everybody was looking to compare it to. So what I saw was rather simple. You had pro-hormones or flat-out active hormones in their own right, you know, that required no conversion. Needless to say, that those products delivered what the user was expecting in most cases, anywhere from 10 or more pounds of lean body mass to higher. There was a trade-off, though, especially with the harsher ones. Once you stopped, most, if not all of it, was lost. And furthermore, you know, unless judicious post-cycle therapy was used, your natural test was going to be suppressed, and, okay, you're going to bring it up to whatever its normal production was before, but it's not going to be supra-physiological. So I wanted none of that, so we went the non-hormonal route, focusing more on recovery. At its very core, it dramatically accelerates wound healing. And I've gone through it before about how it's really the sum of all the ingredients. You can look at that label and see 16 ingredients, if no one or even two or three that's doing it. So the primary active, reponsicum carcinoids, had been shown long ago to not bind to the androgen receptor. And that was confirmed in later studies, competitive binding studies done at Baylor. So no effect on total or free test, no shutdown issues, and no post-cycle therapy required. It is an exceptionally clean, straightforward product. The only other note I'll make is I have had tons of drug-tested athletes, you know, tested while they're using Synthogen. You're not going to test positive. You're not going to false positive or anything else for that.
Yeah, there's nothing in there that's going to mimic a hormone. That's the bottom line.
No. The latest is X2 is catching on with AIDS clinics, and personally, I think that bodes well for effectiveness even in disease populations.
Very exciting. Very exciting. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Gerald Lyberg has a question for you, Coach Rob. Stay tuned. How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com. The category killer just got upgraded in a big way. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 is here. easier. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
It started. Welcome back. CoachRobReggish.com, CoachRobReggish.com, CoachRobReggish.com. Say it three times and you'll get stronger, like Beetlejuice. Gerald Lieberg says, I read not too long ago about brassinosteroid. Is there anything to them? They seem promising. What's your thoughts?
Well, yeah, Gerald, I'll tell you what, a lot of things look promising in the literature, but I have been looking into these compounds now for some time. And the similarity with ecdysterone is uncanny. Hmm. For example, take a look at the chemical structure. It's very, very similar. Brassinosteroids having long tails on them, and they apparently have no androgenic side effects. They are, strictly speaking, a class of plant hormones that are essential for many growth and development processes in the plant, just like ecdy is for insects. Now, they're usually found in pollen, seeds, leaves, young vegetables sometimes. Generally speaking, the faster a plant grows, the more active these brassinosteroids are in itself. So the first one that was isolated in 1979 was brassinolide, and that came from pollen from Basilica napus, which was shown to provoke stem elongation and cell divisions. So the horticulturists, farmers, whatever you want to call them, right, got all cranked up and excited. And subsequently, they have found 50 such compounds since reporting that first one. The one that everybody's given a hard look at right now is something called 28-homobrassinosteroid. Brassinolide. It's an isoform initially isolated out of the pollen of a Chinese cabbage. And, the plant growth promoting effect of this compound, it's associated with an increase in the synthesis of nucleic acids and proteins, again, like ECDI. In one study, that they found that oral administration of this 28-HB to healthy rats that were fed a normal diet, they saw body weight gains, both lean body mass, the gastrocnemius, as compared to controls. Now, from protein analysis, the researchers speculate 28-HB may exert its anabolic effect, stimulating protein synthesis and slowing breakdown by inducing the PI3K-AKT signaling pathway. Now, in 2009, when I wrote the blueprint, I speculated that that exact pathway was what was responsible for ECDI's effects, or at least some of them. And a year or two later, Rutgers confirmed it. So here we have another compound working through the same or a very similar mechanism. To my knowledge, they are not commercially viable yet due to the cost. You can contact China, and they'll ship you a kilo for like $70, but good luck on what's in it. Overall, I would leave this one alone, at least until we get more board feedback more studies become available. Right now, it's not been shown to do anything ECDI already does, and it's a lot more expensive.
Yeah.
That's my two CCs.
Scott Cavallo says, hey, Rob and Carl, huge fans of the show. Keep up the great work. Question for Rob. I was in Europe recently and picked up some Tribistan. Next to the box was something called Phytin, P-H-Y-T-I-N, made by the same company. Does it really boost test and how much trib for recreational purposes?
Yeah, well...
Tribestin, that's what it is, I remember.
Phytin is another compound made by the same company. It's isolated from plants. It belongs to an organic group of compounds called phosphates. And it is a mixture of calcium magnesium salts and acetohexaphosphate, a.k.a. IP6, which you've heard me spouting off about for years. Phytin as a salt is found in plants, predominantly seeds, and in some animal tissues. I advocate it as a great source of phosphorus stacked with creatine, especially pre-workout. Why? The stuff does everything beta-alanine is purported to do, but it does it faster. You don't have to wait weeks for it to build up in the muscle cells.
I like that.
Yeah. BA has other uses, don't get me wrong. It's great. I use it in Synthogen. But, you know, in other words, you take your IP6 15 minutes pre-workout, and it squelches lactic acid buildup when you're working fast in between sets. I remember using the West Side template, 30 seconds between speed squats, and I burned through them like nothing. So, you know, that adds to the total tonnage effect and consequently the magnification of the growth response. Anyway, you know, Phytin is a quality product. It's just overpriced, as I see it, because it comes in film tabs and in blister packs, which makes us, you know, a nice-looking product, but, you know, it's miles more expensive than simple capsules or IP6 powder, like I advocate. As for Trib, and especially Tribestin, and recreational purposes, I'm assuming he means erections. You know, long before Viagra, Tribestin users were getting that effect. And without a junior explorer chemistry set that none of us had, or very few, you couldn't validate test levels. So everybody just assumed that because it was doing that, it was boosting tests. And you know what? There's a kernel of truth to that. Because not long ago, right, Adele posted something at Subversity showing that test jumps 12% and IGF-1 20%. And if I remember correctly, there was some positive correlation with fat loss. Mm-hmm. Whatever the case, you know, this quote-unquote pro-sexual effect is in large part what keeps users coming back. And it's a valid, you know, it's a valid thing, in my opinion. There is a reason why it's been on the market since the late early 90s. But if you really dig into TRIB, you're going to find studies on actual testosterone boosting lacking. What you will find are plenty of studies on heart health, how it benefits heart health, and specifically nitric oxide, or NO2. The saponins, the furosemolic saponins in tribulus and fenugreek, for that matter, are NO donors. You know, and that's in part why Viagra and other products like it work. So, bottom line, for its pro-sexual effects, 750 milligrams to a gram, you know, an hour before playing Free Willy with a girlfriend, her wife, or whatever.
And keep this in mind when thinking about testosterone boosters. If they really were, I mean, testosterone carries a black box warning on it now, right? Ever since the lawsuits and heart attacks. And so, if testosterone boosters really worked, I mean, really worked, the FDA would come down on them because they really work. Just think about that.
Yeah, I mean, I see all test boosters out on a very shaky ledge, especially after reading DASCA.
Yeah.
Because it just gives them very broad power to remove without notice and, frankly, without much cause.
Well, the fact that they're not going after test boosters tells me that they don't work. Because if they did, if they effectively raised testosterone, I don't mean nudged it, like on a dose-dependent basis, if they effectively raised testosterone, the FDA would go after them because right now testosterone itself is being gone after. So anything that raises it would be falling into the same black box warning. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of the Blueprint Power Hour.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com, Trojan Horse.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
The category killer just got upgraded in a big way. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
You and I, we may look the same, but we are very far apart. There's bullet holes where my compassion used to be, and there is violence in my heart.
I love that line. There's violence in my heart. Welcome back. So Jake Milliman wants to know, first, thanks again for those blueprint loading patterns. They upped my bench press from 200 to 250 inside of four freaking months. You know, I don't know if people realize these are real people writing these statements about Synthogen, Progenidrex, and the blueprint. It's like, I'm reading these things, I'm thinking, you know, you if you're not on board with any all of these things by now, you must think that we make these people up. Okay, so what's the deal with weight gainers? Any validity to them? I'm young and on the thin side, I think. He says think, but I think he says thin side. And I want to put on some muscle.
You know, there's every reason, let's say, to consume more calories, right, versus what you expend, especially if you're looking to build muscle.
Absolutely.
You can't come out of thin air. So the question becomes, how do you get those? How do you get those in every day, day in and day out? Whole food, in my opinion, should always be your base and constitute at least 75% of your diet. Now, I have not always followed that rule, and when I didn't, I paid the price for it.
Yeah, when you were drinking corn oil.
Vegetable oil. <Yeah. laughs> Nevertheless, drinking 1,000 calories is always easier rather than eating them. Something that my mentor, Eddie Azzaro, never failed to impress upon me, and I'll never forget it. We had a weight gainer that came out of a little 15-page pamphlet that changed my life. It was called Bigger, Faster, not Stronger, but something for football. Super big in 6 weeks, something like that. But there was a recipe in there for a weight gainer. And I'll read it off to you, but first I'll tell you that most of the store-bought brands are laden with cheap maltodextrin, which used to be 50 cents a pound. I don't know what it's up to now, but you get the picture. A lot of them contain cheap whey proteins, and let's call it a dash of vitamins, minerals, or whatever performance enhancers hot at the moment. The fact is, you can make one in your own home that's cheaper, and frankly, it's much, much better for you. So here, then, are the ingredients. 1 to 3 cups of raw milk. We used to go to the farm. Cup of pineapple juice. 1 banana. 1 cup steel-cut oats. 1 to 2 scoops slow-release protein, something like Thrive. Tablespoon of natural peanut butter. Flax oil. 2 tablespoons of honey. 1 tablespoon of wheat germ. 1/2 cup of yogurt. And if you're really underweight, like I was, we always added 1 to 2 scoops of full-fat ice cream. I can tell you, I tell you a few things. I lived on these at college soon after I got serious with my training, and we didn't drink these shakes as much as we chewed them because of the oatmeal. But man, did they work! And since whey hadn't been introduced yet, right? We were dirt poor. We just used raw eggs instead. You know, at least six went into every shake, sometimes more. And I never once got salmonella. Now, having said that, Sal is not a nice guy. He's over bumped into him. All right? My luck may or may not be yours, so just be aware of that. You know, it's been a while, but just one of those a day added at least an extra 1,000 calories, maybe 1,500 or more. But more importantly, to me, it was portable. Because I was running around campus everywhere, from baseball practice to the meal hall, back to the dorm, back to the, you know, to the gym, whatever. I bought three thermoses, Harry, Larry, and Jerry. And one of them was always with me. So what that means is, in between my breakfast, lunch, and dinner, when I was on the meal plan, I could keep feeding myself nutritious food. So I would highly encourage you to do the same, given most of the formulas I've seen lately, especially the cheap carbs, you know, largely malted extra and filler brands are still out there. There's even a weight gainer called Russian Bear 10,000. Yes, they're claiming 10,000 calories per serving. And I think a serving was an entire, like, 5-pound jug mixed in a gallon of whole milk. And I'm not kidding. But back to maltodextrin. Whenever you see that on the label, understand it's a crapshoot, because maltodextrin can be as short as 2 glucose molecules or as long as 20 cornstarch. And I don't know about you, but I don't like guessing, especially after playing around with the glucometer and seeing the wide variances in the sports nutrition products that I was using. So this shake that I just detailed, it gives you carbs and plenty of them, largely from honey and oats. I don't know how you can find better carbs outside of maybe, you know, carbolin. Those are two of nature's finest sources, so it's hard for you to go wrong. They will spare the protein that is in the drink because there are more of them, and the carbs will give you energy, and the protein will go about its work repairing and building new muscle tissue. So give that a shot, Jake. I think you will find it exactly what the doctor ordered.
Let me tell you one other tip. I got this from Craig Titus before he started murdering people. Go to your grocery store and buy single-grain rice baby cereal. It is paper thin. You can throw it in a shaker bottle with protein powder or put it in a blender and blend it up. And it's a complex carbohydrate as effective as maltodextrin, but a lot cheaper.
Great.
I mean, it's great. I used to use it religiously for years, back up until about 2006. It's great in a shaker bottle, too. It's easy to drink. You don't have to chew it. I mean, it's really, really good. Single-grain rice baby cereal disappears, like, after a few shakes.
Great tip.
Remember Craig Titus?
I do, and well, I didn't follow bodybuilding that closely, but, you know, when the whole murder thing broke, I was following it in the magazines, but I'll tell you, I never understood how riveting it was until I either saw it on YouTube or TV. And there were pictures of him during his contest heydays, and the homes, plural, that he lived in, and the cars that he drove.
Right.
And, suffice it to say, there are two types of people in the world. Those that are humble, and those that are about to be humbled.
Right. He was the latter.
You know, that man, unfortunately, fell.
So in 2007, I did one of the most groundbreaking shows about, it was called Fire in the Desert, because don't forget, after they killed that girl, they put her body in a car, took her out to the Las Vegas desert, and set the car on fire. Which was the stupidest way to get rid of a body. Unless you want attention, right? This blazing, smoking mass in this otherwise flat environment, people can see for literally hundreds of miles. You know, right. I mean, you got to be just a dumbass, right?
Well, they said he was up on meth. Him and his girlfriend were.
Yeah, although well, they were. That's he was making all his money from recreational drug sales. But I actually had and still have taped, phone tapped phone calls from him talking to people from the Clark County Corrections Facility in Las Vegas, as trying to arrange the murders of certain witnesses. And I played them on the air. It was such a coup. I got them from a reporter at the Las Vegas Sun.
What episode? So I can listen.
Oh my
to
God, it's not up there anymore. I mean, 2007. Those shows aren't up there. I can find, but I've got all the. I have like a half a dozen phone calls where he's implying and trying to use code, but it's so obvious that he's trying to say, well, can you, you know, let's get rid of that witness there. And he made it try to, he's trying to make it sound like he was working on a script for a movie of his life.
And he's going,
and so in the movie, what we'll do is we'll kill this person here off in the movie. And like, it just showed how stupid he really was. I mean, setting fire to the car in the desert, that's pretty dumb. I mean, that really is. Like, you may as well just put a flag on it and say there's probably a dead body here. Drive for 100 miles and find out. But then, like, trying to arrange to have people murdered from jail where they tape every effing phone call, you jerk. I mean, are you kidding me? You think any prisoner in jail is making a phone call to the free world and it's not being recorded? I mean, you just have to be the dumbest. You really got to stay in jail because you may fall down and hurt yourself if you're free. So, but I did that in 2007, and that was a groundbreaking show. I should have won like a prize for journalism when I did that show, but I didn't.
Yeah, I'd love to hear it. But just on a final note, the documentary wrapped up with him giving the guards some guff, I guess, in prison, and they had him strapped into that chair.
You know what I'm talking about? I remember it.
And with a spit hood over his head. And, you know, you look at how far you can fall when you're on top of that mountaintop.
Yep. And he stopped training and he started smoking cigarettes and he said he hated bodybuilding. I have a phone call where he admits to his sister that he always hated bodybuilding. He's glad he doesn't have to train anymore. Now he can start smoking cigarettes again. He said all those stupid things.
Yep.
Okay, we're going to come back with the blueprint tip of the day, and it's probably going to be something like, don't be like Craig Titus. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar our banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all 4 forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin. The category killer just got upgraded in a big way. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Stay with us after the break when we get to the bottom of how some scientists believe that it is in fact meat that is causing obesity. I say it's all of it. I mean, just look.
Never one thing.
No, but think about it. I mean, if you're in a caloric surplus, you're going to get fat. It doesn't matter if that caloric surplus is from sugars, from fat, or from protein. It doesn't matter. Even the ketogenic diet requires that you be in a calorie deficit for you to lose weight. It's not like you could eat 50,000 calories of fat and lose fat. It doesn't work that way. So, but I just think it's interesting because meat has become the new evil. So it's kind of funny to me. But anyway, so let's talk about the blueprint tip of the day, Rob. What is it?
Tip of the day is this. The FDA is now, quote unquote, investigating added caffeine in certain food items. The question really being is your pre-workout next? You know, it seems the good folks over at the FDA have their sights set on a new villain, this time caffeine. They have announced that in response to a trend in which caffeine is being added to just a growing laundry list of products.
Everything. Name it. What is caffeine not in today? It's in chewing gum. It's in everything.
Yeah. You know, they said that the agency will investigate the safety of it, caffeine in food products, particularly its effects on children and adolescents. Now start to read the writing on the wall. Save the children. The announcement comes just as Wrigley's begins promoting a new pack of gum with 8 pieces. Each contains about as much caffeine as half a cup of coffee. Now, according to FDA, the gum is just more, you know, the latest and unfortunate example of this trend to put caffeine in food and other items. So they're concerned about it appearing in a range of new products includes ones that may be attractive and marketed to children and adolescents, right? I have mixed feelings on that. You know, on the one hand, I don't want breakfast cereal infused with caffeine, you know, fed to my kid. On the other hand, we know how happy-go-lucky they are overstepping their bounds. But anyway, back to this gum. One pack of it is like having 4 cups of coffee, right, in your pocket. And caffeine, as you pointed out, is being incorporated into a lot of other things like jelly beans, marshmallows, sunflower seeds, and snacks, just for its stimulant effect.
Yeah.
So meanwhile, energy drinks, right? We all know how popular those are. Those drinks with caffeine continue to be aggressively marketed to young people. And that, you know, is pretty obvious. If you watch TV, you can see it. It's blatant. But check this out. There's an instant oatmeal on the market that boasts one serving has as much caffeine as a cup of coffee. And then there are even similar products called Wired Waffles and Wired Syrup with added caffeine. So it's this quick proliferation of products that's got FDA all bent out of shape. But this much is known, at least today. This is their position. They currently recognize 400 milligrams a day as generally recognized as safe, let's call it that. How they can say that, you know, for a 90-pound female versus a 290-pound male, I don't know. But that's their line in the sand. So it may be that they just go after food products with added caffeine in the same way, right, they put the kibosh on caffeinated beer. I don't know if you remember that. But
I didn't remember caffeinated beer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. That was. I remember that. I forget which company. I don't know if it was Budweiser that rolled it out.
Well, do you know what the original energy drink was?
Sarsaparilla? I don't know.
1986. It was called Jolt, J-O-L-T,
oh, yeah.
Cola. And their slogan was twice the sugar and all the caffeine.
Yeah.
Jolt Cola.
Yeah.
Oh, no. All the sugar and twice the caffeine. So, in other words, it had more caffeine in it than regular colas did, and all the same amount of sugar as well. Yeah, Jolt Cola. J-O-L-T. It had a lightning bolt in the word, Jolt.
I do remember. I had a girl I had a crush on. She used to live on those.
Oh,
yeah. I got to go to bed.
Yeah.
So, you know, what I'm most concerned with here is finding that XYZ ingredient plus caffeine is dangerous, deadly, et cetera, et cetera. Because now you're squarely in the world of pre-workouts. Right? We've got Yohimbe, we got tyrosine, we've got glucuronolactone, we've got this and that, and the potential for them to come back and have tentacles coming off this thing beyond caffeine is big, in my opinion. But let's think about this. Both caffeine and steroids enhance performance, right? Body composition, whole nine yards, used by athletes everywhere. It's worth pointing out that steroids are Schedule III drugs, and caffeine is not. Now, caffeine is easy to buy in grocery stores as jelly beans and drugstores. Yet, in 2013, the last year stats were available, the Centers for Disease and Poison Control reported almost 5,000 cases of caffeine overdose, and most of those in children under the age of 20.
Really?
Conversely, I could not find one single overdose statistic for anabolics during that time, nor one death. You know, there were plenty for caffeine. In the days ahead, I would encourage you to keep close watch on the FDA, right, as it makes inroads, you know, into this issue. If nothing else, it teaches you how to spot their, they have this problem reaction solution game that works real well for them. So it goes like this. Someday soon, you might hear sobbing testimony from parents who lost their kids to caffeine poisoning because of those bodybuilding pre-workout powders that are out there. And then you're going to hear testimony from medical experts as to how caffeine in sports nutrition products is deadly. Yet, coffee, tea, and espressos are fine. Now, the public, or more likely Congress, will shout, something must be done to save the children. And then the FDA will work with Congress to craft laws to ban caffeine in formulas for athletes. And who knows, Big Brother DEA will arrest athletes, may arrest them, trafficking in caffeine. Now, if you think that's far-fetched, think about this. You cannot find herbal ephedrine anywhere in this country. Nowhere. You'll see a lot of phony imposters with no ephedrine alkaloids, but there is no herbal ephedra.
Interesting.
You can, however, buy it behind the counter in your local drugstore. Why? Because that's made by Big Pharma, isn't it? And they're going to get their cut. So, look, here's my two CZs on the issue. I don't think they'll ever ban it outright due to its widespread popularity. But they can discriminate against us athletes because we, too, need to be saved from ourselves.
Yeah.
So, anyhow, I thought people would be interested to know this. I would keep a close eye on it in the future. Who knows? You know, age limit, 18, 21, something like that, maybe. It's just they're biased against supplements that is concerning.
This community. It's this the bias against this community. We got to pull the plug, Rob.
You got it,
man. We'll see you next week, brother.
Thank you.
Thank you. I stay tuned. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to put meat on the chopping block. Literally. Stay tuned.
Coupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com, Trojan Horse.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
The category killer just got upgraded in a big way. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology.
Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. So, you know, back in the 70s, fat was evil. It was causing obesity. More recently, sugar is evil. It's the reason for obesity. I have two scientists on with us who are wonderful enough to join us all the way from Australia, where it is in the middle of the night. It's about 1 a.m. in the morning there. And that is Dr. Wenpeng Yu and Dr. And I'm going to try to pronounce your first name properly, Dr. Henneberg, so please correct me if I'm wrong. Is it Massage Henneberg?
No, it's Machi.
Hello,
Machi.
My name is Wenpeng, but and the surname of the professor will be Maji.
Massage. Okay, yeah, Massage.
Maji.
Okay. Maji. Okay. Yes. And I'm just going to say Dr. Henneberg. How about that? That'll make it easier. Okay. So this is a very controversial study. And the reason is because we just finally made peace with the idea that it's sugar that's causing obesity. And then you two guys upset the apple cart and say, no, it's meat. What questions were you trying to answer with this research? What led you to this point that you felt compelled that you had to do this research? Whoever wants to answer that, jump in.
Hello?
Can you not hear me?
Yes.
Can you see that again? Hello?
In.
Okay, let's do this. I will direct the question, okay? So, to Dr. Henneberg, why did you feel compelled that you had to do this study? What questions were you trying to answer?
Well, we were trying to see whether the food that sustained human life for the last at least 2 million years, which is mostly animal protein, before the advent of agriculture, whether this particular type of nutrients is also contributing to obesity. And the reason we were doing it is that we found differences between human individuals. A lot of young males studied in Switzerland. We found differences between young males depending on the level of enzyme that helps to digest amino acids, which are components of protein, and body mass index. So very simply, a large group of Swiss conscripts, about 50,000 of them, were underwent medical examination while being admitted into the army, into the armed forces, and alanine transaminase levels, one of the enzymes that is involved in digesting amino acids, levels of this enzyme correlated with their body mass index. So it sparked our attention to see how meat is metabolized. And while doing this, we found out in a big study already published of American Seventh-day Adventists, about 100,000 people, that vegans have lower body mass index than vegetarians, and vegetarians have lower body mass index than people who eat everything, including meat. So,
Wait, Dr. Henneberg, hold on a second. Using body mass index as a barometer for weight is a mistake, because you have two people. One is 10% body fat. One is 35% body fat. They're both 200 pounds. You have very, very different people. So you could look at a vegan who, as a rule, have very, very low lean body masses. And as a result, you say, oh, well, this person is healthier because their weight is less. That seems to be a mistake to me. A person who's more muscular would, and we know this, the science is showing, more muscular, stronger people, they live longer and they seem to avoid disease at a better rate too. So wouldn't body mass index kind of be the wrong way? Shouldn't DEXA scan have been used?
Well, you are right that body mass index is not a very good indicator of fatness as such, but sadly, most large data samples simply have only body mass index.
Yeah, I gotcha.
As the indicator. So we realize that body mass index is not the best indicator. However, in a study of 1,300 adult Australian females, we found a reasonably good correlation between fatness measured directly as skin fold thickness and body mass index. So body mass index and fatness explain about 40% of variation in each other. So they are correlated. They are not ideally correlated, but there is a reasonable and statistically significant correlation.
Okay. Dr. Yu, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you,
okay.
Yeah, but I cannot hear Dr. Hennebuck.
Oh, I'm not sure why that is, but so I'm going to ask you a question now, Dr. Yu, please.
Yeah.
So Dr. Hennebuck just pointed out the presence of this enzyme that
yes.
is related to breaking down amino acids. And
yes.
I was just thinking of polymorphisms like lactase persistence. So are there some people in populations that seem to do be more capable of breaking down animal protein? Is there kind of an enzymatic persistence in some portion of the population that's not present in the other?
It could be. Yeah, this could be right. But the thing is, the percentage of this population would be very, very minor. So in data analysis, so this means we could be ignore this particular population.
Okay. I'm going to try to turn up some volume so that you can hear Dr.
Okay.
Hennebuck here in just a second. So
thank you.
Hopefully you'll be able to hear him in just a second. So when you explain how your study was designed, was this a meta-analysis, Dr. Yu?
Yes, data analysis.
Okay. And so the populations that you looked at, how did you determine that it was in fact meat that was correlated with obesity, as opposed to the other players, such as carbohydrates or fat?
So basically, the meat protein is digested later than carbohydrates and fat.
Okay, but that would actually play efficacy in
yeah.
if you so you know that. The current thinking is that insulinogenic role of obesity. We hear a lot of people who talk about obesity say, eat your protein first because it slows gastric emptying and it blunts the onrush of sugar into the bloodstream. So what you're identifying as being the culprit, others are saying that's a good thing.
So meat protein also causes insulin resistance, which is, contributes to obesity.
But wait a minute, does meat cause it, or does it the high level of saturated fats in some cuts of meat? Meat in and of itself is responsible for increasing insulin production?
Yeah, meat protein as well. So meat fat, that will be researched by somebody else. And also we find, the literature also say, that meat protein cause insulin resistance as well, which, contributes to obesity.
Okay, Dr. Hennebuck, let me bring you back into this discussion, and hopefully Dr. Yu will be able to hear you better right now, because I think we have the problem solved. So it's long been thought that eating whole proteins, and when we talk about meat, I'm not talking about sausages, hot dogs. I'm talking about lean cuts of chicken, lean cuts of beef.
Yes.
This kind of meat. It's always been thought that a protein does not cause the type of insulinogenic response that, say, a white potato or white bread would. I understand that high leucine proteins can affect insulin response, such as dairy. We know that. But not to the degree that carbohydrates do. So explain to me how meat has all of a sudden shown up and everyone else in the scientific community has missed this fact that it's highly insulinogenic.
Yeah, well, I don't think people missed it, but let me explain our approach. We did what is called the ecological analysis. So we have obtained data from United Nations agencies, in this case specifically Food and Agriculture Organization, on consumption of various types of food in 174 countries of the world. So our database is very wide, and it includes the whole countries and their consumption of meat protein, of animal fat, of other fats, of carbohydrates, of starches, fruit, vegetables, and so on and so on, a whole lot of various types of food. And we also have data from World Bank on gross domestic product per capita, so the wealth of the nations. We have data on total caloric consumption. We have data on physical inactivity and on the level of urbanization. And we run multivariate statistical analysis, and in this statistical analysis, for example, in the so-called partial correlation analysis, we can statistically stabilize the income per capita, the total calorie consumption, the rates of urbanization, the consumption of fat, consumption of starches or consumption of carbohydrates, okay, and so on and so forth. And after we have stabilized the number of those factors that all are known in various statistical analysis to influence obesity, so after we equalized all countries, for example, by income and by caloric consumption, we still see differences between countries in levels of obesity as determined by World Health Organization and consumption of meat protein.
Interesting.
So that's a fairly robust statistical database.
Okay, here's what I want to do. I have to take a break. I've got lots of questions.
Okay.
We have some of the technical problems worked out now. We have finished our test here, so to speak. Let me take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I've got lots of more good questions. So stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. Iron Mag Labs, revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
The category killer just got upgraded in a big way. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Wenpeng Yu and Dr. Maggie Henneberg. We're talking about emerging research that correlates meat consumption with obesity. Okay, so gentlemen, I think it's very obvious to anybody who's paying attention to all of this that the reason we have obesity today is not because people are eating too much sugar, too much fat, or too much beef, but they're eating too much food in general. They're in a constant caloric surplus. They are not active, and hence obesity occurs. Isn't it? I mean, I've said all along that sugar is not the culprit, because if you eat 1,000 calories a day of only sugar, but you burn 2,500 calories a day, you're not going to get fat. So isn't this really just saying, isn't your study the last piece of the puzzle that says, look, everything, if you eat it in excess, is going to make you fat. The goal is to eat less or at least at your caloric requirement for your metabolic rate.
Well, yes, you are generally right that the caloric balance is an obvious cause of obesity if there is a big caloric surplus. What we are trying to do is to show that the order in which foods are eaten and consumption of specific types of food may add to the problem. As I said, when we stabilize caloric intake, so in other words, we equalize caloric intake of 174 nations in the world, the levels of prevalence of obesity still show relationship to eating both sugar and meat, and equally. And in this situation, when we remove differences in caloric excess, there is still about 13% of variance in obesity prevalence that is explained by eating meat or eating sugar. And the reason is that what we put into our mouth, the food that we put into our mouth, is not exactly the calories a body obtains from that food, because food obviously has to be digested in our digestive tract, and our digestive tract is also full of various bacteria and other microbiota that interfere with processing of what is in the food. For example, soluble fibers are fermented in our gut by bacteria belonging to the group of firmicutes, and therefore they produce in our gut short-chain fatty acids.
Butyrate.
We actually absorb short-chain fatty acids
right.
that were a product of fermentation of soluble fibers we have eaten. So we are eating fatty acids instead of fibers in terms of what goes into the metabolic machinery of our body. And that means that various kinds of food consumed give us various caloric gain because of the way they are processed in our digestive system and eventually absorbed into the body.
Okay, so, but you realize that your research flies in the face of actual clinical trial outcomes where people were fed high-protein, low-carbohydrate, low-fat diets and did not get fat because the protein was shown to have a thermogenic effect, that the ability to break down protein leverages thermogenesis and actually causes some of these biological changes that you're pointing to that are actually beneficial for weight loss.
They may be beneficial in particular food composition, and let's not get started on the diet-induced thermogenesis, because that's another big area of research. We are participating in it, but that would take us too far away from results of our statistical analysis.
Okay.
What we are saying is that in the sample of practically all countries of the world, who obviously have people eating various levels of carbohydrates, fats, and protein, those countries that have greater meat consumption have greater prevalence of obesity. So it's not eating meat as such that contributes to obesity, and this would take us into clinical trials and animal experiments and so on, but it's simply adding meat to the general diet that people consume in various countries.
What is being, Dr. Yu, what is being considered as meat? Are you talking about things like luncheon meats and cold cuts and sausages? When people are self-reporting this kind of stuff, I can't believe that they're talking about pieces of steak and pieces of chicken and pieces of lean cuts of meat. You're also including in this the junk meat that we know is bad for us, right?
Yeah, we the meat is except from the fish. So all the meat included.
Right.
So previously the studies only include red meat or white meat. But obviously the diet can, the daily diet of our life. So we can include all the meat, not only the red meat or white meat.
Right.
So we include all the meat.
So isn't that a weakness in this particular study? We know that if people eat sausages and hot dogs and consider that meat, that these types of, I don't even want to call them meat. These types of foods have biological effects that lead to obesity and chronic inflammation. So how do we, is it fair to put that meat in the same category as a New York strip steak?
Not really. For example, sausages contain the wheat or some other starch.
Yes.
But we only pick it up pure meat. Not the starch or other ingredients. And we have another publication arguing that wheat, especially wheat protein, causing obesity as well.
Yes.
So obvious, according to this finding, if we include a sausage, the result will be biased. So because of wheat.
Yes.
Wheat protein. Yeah.
Great point. Okay. So yeah. Going back to Dr. Henneberg, you are in fact, a professor of anthropology, right?
Yes.
Okay, so from an evolutionary perspective, and I've had the same discussion with Dr. Daniel Lieberman, the author of The History of the Human Body, a fantastic book. I'm sure you're familiar with it. And so...
Yes.
So I said, look, we look at our ancestors, especially now with the Paleolithic movement, and we act like as though our ancestors... when they captured an animal, they said, hey, you know what would taste good with this antelope? Some broccoli. No, they ate one thing at a time. Could food combining be the real problem? I have always been suspicious that The way we eat today is part of the problem. The fact that, we want to have potatoes with our beef and some carrots and some... No, our ancestors, they ate that antelope until it was all gone, and then they went and looked for something else. Could food combining in and of itself be causing a problem, could be contributing to obesity, Dr. Henneberg?
Well, yes. Well, I agree with you, and this is true that our ancestors ate one thing at a time, whatever they found in their environment. So I completely agree with you. And actually, I tried this myself to eat one day meat only, and meat in the sense of lean meat, the basic animal protein, and another day vegetables and so on. And it also helps in keeping body weight down. Because you are absolutely right, and this is actually what we are saying in our study. It's combining products, agricultural products, with meat or meat protein that is part of the problem. The reason for it, and we try to reason the physiological processes, in terms of evolution, we are very well adapted to digesting animal protein and to then use it to supply energy to our body, but also after we have supplied all energy needs of our body by the consumed animal protein, the remainder of the whatever we digested is efficiently turned into fat in the process of de novo lipogenesis, and therefore if we now eat in the same meal carbohydrates, fats, and animal protein, carbohydrates and fats are absorbed and digested faster than the long process of enzymatic breakdown of meat and animal protein, and therefore our energy needs are already supplied by from carbohydrates and fats when eventually amino acids from meat digestion arrive in our cells, and therefore those amino acids and their products of their deamination, the pyruvate, are considered surplus to our energy needs, and they are therefore put into fat. They are stored into fat. And that's one of the reasons we are saying, or we are trying to interpret, that general meat consumption or animal protein consumption is contributing to obesity, because we eat it in combination with carbohydrates.
Oh, I love you. You know that? I don't even know you, and I love you. You know why? Because for 11 years, I've been doing this show, and for almost as long, I've been asking this question to scientists who study nutrition. I've said, look, when people tell me, eating protein and fat first, followed by your carbohydrates is a good thing because it slows gastric emptying, I used to say, that makes no sense from an evolutionary perspective. No, and from an evolutionary perspective, we had to consume a lot of food. We didn't want to be full. We wanted it to move quickly. We wanted it to get through. We wanted to suck everything out of it that we needed and pass it out. You wouldn't want it to slow you down and you feel bloated. This makes no sense. And I've been saying this for a long time, and those who've been listening to my show know what I'm talking about. I've asked so many different scientists, could it be that we shouldn't be combining food? Could it be that we should sit down and eat our protein, a piece of steak, nothing else, no potatoes, no lettuce, no corn, nothing, and let that go through, then go back and maybe eat some potatoes an hour or two later? Because this is how we evolved. Nobody was food combining when our digestive system was being designed. Nobody. I love you. I have to take a break. I have to take a break. Keep your thought. Stay with me here. Stay with that thought, whatever you're thinking about saying right now, and we'll say it on the other side of the break. Let's do that, okay?
All right.
All right, okay. Sit tight. We're going to take one commercial break. We'll be right back with more of Supreme Radio.
What's your
professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. So I'm going to direct this question to Dr. Yu, please.
Yes.
We have a the head of our news department, Alex Leaf, has a master's in nutrition. So he just said to me, protein is not an energy molecule. It's not used for energy and rarely converts to fat, except under extreme circumstances. What do you think of that statement?
Sort of. Correct, but protein. We have carbohydrates and fat. Both are we call it, empty energy products. They play the major function to supply energy. But protein, probably the major function of them is to supply amino acids, the basic the substance need for human building up, for example, muscles or digesting system is not supposed to use energy, but in modern diet, because of too much or enough carbohydrates and fat, which is supplying enough energy for us. But protein, the energy from protein could be converted to fat.
Well, I also think that Dr. Henneberg, if I understand you properly, you're not necessarily saying that meat consumption in and of itself intrinsically causes lipogenesis, but you're saying that when you combine meat with these other foods, because of the rate of digestion, because of the effects when combined with these other foods, that fat accumulation appears to be correlated with people who are eating more red meat with their other macronutrients. Isn't that what you're really saying?
Yes, it's exactly what we are saying. And if you allow me while I'm speaking to explain this thing about protein and conversion to fat and so on, to be very clear physiologically, I spent 10 years in Africa, and we observed the food intake of a pride of lions, and actually, you know, lions grow big and they develop some body fat on eating basically meat only. They don't eat anything else. So obviously, animal protein can be a source of energy, and how it is done, it's that eventually amino acids can be deaminated by things like aminotransferases, which is a whole group of enzymes, and once we have deaminated amino acids, they are simply carbon skeletons similar to those of sugars, and then they are chopped up into pyruvates, and pyruvates can either go into citric acid cycle in the mitochondria to produce energy, or if there is already enough energy produced, pyruvates can go into de novo lipogenesis. So in other words, digestion of amino acid, breakdown of amino acids eventually produces something that can be converted into fat. It all depends on how much of other foods also produce pyruvates that can be used by citric acid cycle. So a protein is as good a source of energy as anything else, which we know because when people starve, they start actually using their own muscle protein to give them the minimum energy necessary to maintain the life of the body.
Now, see, now here's what the game changer is, right? So Alex and I are messaging back and forth, and he talked about a study that a friend of our show, Dr. Jose Antonio, did, where he actually had people eat 800 kcal in surplus, and they were actually eating 4.4 grams of protein per kilo of body weight, and they actually lost body fat. And I said to him in the message, they were training. And he said, yes, these are people who are doing heavy resistance training. And so when we talk about your research, you're looking at the average citizen who's probably living a very sedentary life. But if you're doing weightlifting, if you're an athlete, then there's genetic switches that are switched on that say, oh, we're going to do something different with this protein.
Yes.
Okay.
You're right, because obviously then the protein is also used, products of protein, amino acids, are used to build muscle structure.
Yeah, and that's fair enough, because you're talking about general population. These people are not going into the gym and lifting heavy weights by any means. And
yes.
So they're going to, and it makes perfect sense, because we also know that amino acids can undergo gluconeogenesis. They can become sugar when we need them to.
Sure.
The body has the ability to do that. And so obviously if you're eating a high protein diet and there is a lot of gluconeogenesis taking place, and that sugar is not going to convert back to amino acids, it's going to be stored as fat at some point in time. Okay, so
indeed, and alanine transaminase, one of the enzymes we studied, does exactly this, gluconeogenesis.
Yeah, and you know it's funny. Pyruvate is also so we do a lot of shows about the ketogenic diet and cancer. And there's some amazing things being done with therapeutic ketogenic diets in actually stopping metastasis and making tumors smaller and actually curing people of cancer. But it only works in a couple ways. Number one, you also have to push protein down very, very far. You have to be eating 4 grams of fat to 1 gram combined protein and carbohydrates. And the reason you have to push protein down is because glutamine, leucine, pyruvate, these can all substitute glucose when feeding a cancer cell. So there's the connection there. But the other thing that you have to do is you must be in a caloric deficit in order for the machinery of the body to shut off the growth of cancer. Starvation in and of itself is medicine. I'm telling people this now because it's an amazing, amazing phenomenon. And no one ever starves in this day and age. Everybody eats every hour, every 3 hours. They eat in the middle of the night. People are always eating. We have to take our last commercial break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
The category killer just got upgraded in a big way. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advance. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains.
Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. Talking with Dr. Wenpeng Yu and Dr. Maji Henneberg. We're talking about the relationship between meat and obesity. So, Dr. Yu, right now there is a movement afoot here in the United States that everybody should be eating vegan, that meat is unsustainable, which is not true. There's so much good research from great universities that show that's not true. But nonetheless, meat has become very evil. But that's not what you guys are saying, is it? What you're saying is different. How, you know, the mainstream media is going to take your study and they're going to say, see, we should be vegans. Meat is making people fat. But tell people really what you want them to know, what you're really saying with this study in your own words.
Yeah, so firstly, not everybody who can be vegans. So obviously meat can provide necessary amino acids, which cannot get from plant protein. So, but few people can get, that's the truth. But we here, we say meat contribute to obesity, but we only suggest that people minimize meat intake, not avoid meat intake, because everybody knows that meat can provide the necessary amino acids, which cannot be produced by human body.
Yeah. Dr. Henneberg, one of the things that's never discussed when we talk about amino acids, so when we talk about amino acids, everybody talks about muscle protein synthesis, and they talk about some of the roles of amino acids contribution to organ systems. But one of the things nobody ever talks about when they talk about amino acids is not the suprachiasmatic nuclei, but the I just had a blank. There's the component in the cell that actually folds proteins to be messages between cells is called the endoplasmic reticulum. Thank you. So what people don't talk about, so when people do talk about vegan diets and they say, oh, well, you know, I'm getting all the amino acids I need from soy, what they fail to realize is one of the greatest roles that amino acids play is the vocabulary and syntax for cellular communication that is produced by the endoplasmic reticulum of every single cell. If you are starving yourself of specific amino acids because of a very strict diet, you are literally taking words out of the vocabulary that cells can use to communicate. Why don't scientists make that more clear, that the role of amino acids may not just be muscle protein synthesis, it may be complete breakdown of the body and disease states because cells can't communicate?
Well, you're right. Body is a very dynamic system, and saying that amino acids are just building blocks of proteins in the body is not explaining the entire role, because as we all know, proteins are also very active as enzymes, and they are in the endoplasmic reticulum, so you're absolutely right. Amino acids are part of the dynamic, thermodynamically open system that our body is. And it's changing every minute or every second as the energy flows through cells.
Okay. And now, Dr. Henneberg, I want to give you your opportunity to tell people, both clinicians and lay people, what you hope they take away from this research. Is it that meat is evil? No. What is it?
No. It's the composition of our daily diet. So it is adding meat on top of staple foods, which are considered to be usually carbohydrates, This is how a diet in mainstream society evolved since the introduction of agriculture. We eat a lot of carbohydrate that is practically present in every meal, and the meat is this added thing on top. So in other words, it's the added flavor of,
right,
of the meal, rather than being the staple food. Although we call, if you look at names of dishes served in restaurants, if they contain any animal protein, their names come from animal protein. You don't see on the menu French fries and steak. You see steak and French fries.
Uh-huh.
You don't
uh-huh.
see on the menu mashed potato and fish. You see fish and
mashed potatoes. Right.
So we worship meat as the most important part of various dishes, whereas we actually eat a lot of carbohydrates and obviously add some fat. So the message is limit meat consumption to much smaller quantities. And obviously, overall, if you can cut the total caloric content of your diet, it will be also helpful to keep body weight down.
Real quick, before we end this interview, Dr. Henneberg, you said that you tried to do eating one thing at a time for a while for weight loss. What happened when you did that, when you just ate meat only at this meal or potatoes only at that meal? What happened?
I lost 3 kilos in 1 month, so about 7 pounds.
And you were eating all the same foods. You were just not eating them and combining them at the same meal.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
You know what? This, I have been thinking about this for years. I've been asking this question for years. I got to tell you, the one thing that I got out of this interview that is so vindicating is that part of the discussion, that the food combining in and of itself, we need to look at it more closely. Listen, I know it's in the middle of the night. I want to thank you both for coming on the show and talking about this. It's a very, very interesting discussion. Very interesting.
Yeah. My pleasure.
Thank you. All right, we're going to end the show. Thanks for everybody to listen today. Don't forget to go to CoachRobRegish.com and check him out. And we'll see you right tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.